This Sunday.
Side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino calls them as they sees them, and you better believe them.
Here!
Relevant news, biased opinions, and outright bullshit regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! Yeah. Mechanical trickery never before revealed over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrills the explosive tension as Chris and Ray cuss each other down the track and barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands for the devil! All that and much more this Sunday at high noon on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and live feed, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Long Island Expressway to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the sign saying no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Sunday!
You may not be touching the sky, but you are touching Long Island's only automotive radio show, Motormouth Radio, with your hosts Ray Guarino, Chris Switzer, and our special guest today, Mr. Luke Tucker from Easy Red Corporation. Hello, fellas. How's everything going?
Pretty good, Ray. Everything is good. Very excited. Talking more tool talk here at Motormouth Radio. Yes. It's always a pleasure to talk with someone who knows his tools. Better than the average tool talker.
That's right.
Can't say that without spitting.
And you know, we always like to tailor the music to our guests. And Luke, I hope that was appropriate for you.
Hey Ray, Chris, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I love the Supernaut intro, man. That was great.
Yeah,
got me excited.
I think Ray is one of those frustrated disc jockeys, rock and roll disc jockeys. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Nothing like some Black Sabbath.
That's right.
Totally.
So, just so people know, we had a few weeks ago, we had Eddie Lyle from the Lyle Tools Corporation on and gave us a great show, great interview. We all use their stuff and love it. And then Eddie reached out to me subsequently and said, hey, you know, I got a friend who runs another company, this Easy Red. And, you know, I don't know if you know about these guys, but would you like to talk to them? And said, yeah, I got Easy Red stuff. I think, you know, most guys who work on cars do. And here we are. So thank you, Eddie, for the connection. And thank you, Luke, for coming on with us.
Yeah, excellent. It's going to be hard to follow Mr. Eddie. He's a classy guy. And, you know, everybody from that Lyle Corporation that I've met is just, they're wonderful people. You know, Bob, John, Eddie, the engineers, and, you know, one of the most respected guys I've ever met in the business is Eddie's father, Fred. They're just a great group of people. And, you know, we're glad to be kind of compared to them in some way, you know.
So Luke, what did Eddie say when he reached out to you and said, there are these two crazy lunatics down in, what did he say? How did he sell you us?
Yeah,
what did he say?
You know, he said these crazy tool nuts from Long Island. I was like, Eddie, say no more, man. I'm in. Whatever you need, I'm good. Let's go. He was like, Eddie said, you know, oh, you know, they're probably really close to you. You know, you're in the same state, New York. I was like, yeah, no, not really close. Kind of two different worlds, but you know,
people don't realize how big New York really is.
Right. Yeah.
I've said that to plenty of people out of state that we've talked to on the show. And I said, yeah, you know, and everybody wants to come and visit. And of course, you're going to go to the city. You have to go to the city. You got to see that. I said, but come out to Long Island because it's suburbia out here, you know. And then, of course, people know the Hamptons, which, you know, is the rich and famous. And I said, but go upstate, go to the Hudson Valley, go to the Catskills, go to the Adirondacks. There's plenty of New York I haven't seen, and I'm born and raised here. So it's a wonderful state.
Really? Yeah, and that's where we are. We're kind of at the foothills of the Catskill Mountains in a little place called Deposit, New York. Mm-hmm. Just about 20-plus miles east of Binghamton off of Route 86. Mm-hmm. And it's a great little town. You know, I think there's about 1,100 folks in our village, but, you know, I've lived here my whole life, and I love it, you know. We can be down to see you guys in about 2.5-3 hours. Well, we can be close to you in 2.5-3 hours. I don't know. Sometimes that traffic's a little much.
You know, for me, too, I always say the best part of, you know, I love going upstate and, you know, visiting. And I said the worst part is always coming back. And when you see that bridge, you know, like, oh, God, here we go.
There we go. Yeah. Yep.
So tell us, well, first of all, let me say people can call and talk with you. They can call us at 516-572-7440, or they can use our basement number, which is 516-256-9510. Try the first one first. That's a better line. And yes. And they can talk with you just quiz you themselves. But tell us a little bit, give us the encapsulation of the history of Easy Red Tools.
Sure. I mean, I'd say, you know, we always think, what's a good way to describe the company? And, I mean, that's evolved from, you know, the mid-60s when my grandfather started it. But, you know, today, Easy Red, we design and manufacture truly innovative products, focusing primarily on, like, LED lights and rechargeable lithium-ion lighting, tool organizations, hand tools, and some battery accessories. You know, we've got partners like Snap-on Tools, Cornwell Tools, Mac, Matco, Home Depot, Lowe's, Costco, QVC, and more, you know. So that's kind of a good description, you know, in a nutshell, who we are. Back in the mid-60s, 1965, 66, my grandfather, my dad's father, he was a tool jobber. He had a Volkswagen van, and he'd go, you know, he didn't have, you know, a branded name like a Snap-on or a Mac, but he would go to store and shop to shop and sell, you know, Bowers batteries, ignition, spark plugs, tools. And he sold a lot of hydrometers, which, I mean, that's kind of what our bread and butter is. That's where we came from, was the hydrometers, the SP-101s and 102s and 104s. And when he was selling these, they were made out of glass, and they were tubes. I mean, you guys know,
yeah,
glass and technicians don't really mix very well.
Yeah.
And these, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but these hydrometers had 4 or 5 disc gauges in there, and you'd read it by, like, you know, there was a scale. If 3 gauges are up here, it means this, and 2, and they'd always stick to each other, and they were really hard to read.
Right.
So my grandfather,
here it comes.
He got together with, you know, there was a chemical engineer from Canada and some folks, and they designed the hydrometer made out of ABS plastic, which is clear, hard plastic, so you can drop it, kick it, smash it. It's not going to break. Mm-hmm. And they also had 1 dial gauge. So his sales pitch was always, hey, this is indestructible and it's easy to read.
There you go.
And he really took off with these hydrometers, so he had to start a company. And he said easy to read so much that he called the company Easy Red, kind of a play on words, you know?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you how that evolved. That's very cool.
Cool story. And we still have the injection molders here, and it's almost the same process. I mean, we've evolved it with technology, but, you know, we're putting them together here in upstate New York, and, you know, the hydrometers still sell. I mean, with as much batteries that are sealed up now, we still sell a lot of battery hydrometers and antifreeze, and we also have DEF hydrometers now.
Oh, yeah,
Check that diesel exhaust fluid and windshield washer fluid.
You know, there's another tool that I know you guys sell, and I happen to own one, and I've pulled it out at the shop many times.
Yes, but what about the tool, right?
Well, that's people faint, and they go, "Oh!"
Oh, yeah, I thought so. They go running for the fences, I've heard.
One of these guys.
The B108, the refractometer, yeah.
And when you say that word to people, I go, "Well, what? What the heck?" I'm like, it's just a more sophisticated way of measuring fluids, you know, moisture and fluids and whatever, and yeah.
Yeah, you know, with our hydrometers, you got like a 0.003 tolerance of accuracy, which is fine. Those refractometers are 100% accurate. You're going to pay more money for them,
right?
But you've got all 3 hydrometers in one, you know, ethylene glycol, propylene glycol, and battery-specific gravity, you know, so it's right. It's handy.
And then I actually bought another one for brake fluid, just to do brake fluid now, which is nice. Because now you get, you know, when you want to, when you try to explain to somebody, I mean, you could be selling a job, but you could also just want to explain to someone why this service should be done. Why should you flush your brake fluid? And they also have, there's companies that make litmus paper strips that you can dip and you know, like everybody who has a pool knows how to use that. You know, with the hydrometer, the same thing. You can, the refractometer they have for the brake fluid, you can show them if they have that, if you think that they can absorb it. And then once they see it, they're like, oh, now I see. Okay, so you can't always tell by looking at it. No, I've had brake fluid that was black as coffee that I would condemn it on site, and it actually tested good.
It worked, yeah.
You know, I change it anyway.
Right.
So, and Ray likes to use that hydrometer on my cars because he'll always pop the hood and he'll go right for the radiator and he'll look at it and give you that, like, Dr. Bad News face, you know, that, I don't know.
Right.
You know, that, what do you got in there, urine? Like you would,
there's still all important parts of services, right? You know, you got to check all that stuff. And this, you know, those refractometers cost upwards of $100. And, you know, these hydrometers, you know, you can buy them off your tool truck and even, you know, on Amazon. And they're relatively inexpensive. They're under $10, and it's a great service tool, even for your at-home guy or for the tech. So
it is. It
and now with the DEF fluid and all these environmental things going on, you know, we made the DEF tester, so which is very accurate as well. So that's a new one. That's a new one from us.
Okay.
I was going to say, and they are accurate, because usually my coolant was in bad shape whenever I checked it.
You know, there's something that I'm not really checked out on, because I don't do a lot of diesel stuff, but what is in the DEF additive? What is in that? It's the blue liquid, but what's in there?
Yeah, blue. It's a urea, and, you know, it can go bad. I'm not really 100% sure of the science behind it, but this, you know, the gauge, it's super easy to read where there's a pretty much a good level and a bad level.
Okay.
And the gauge will go right to the good or the bad. And then, you know, it's old and it's not working, or, you know, you need to flush it out and put new stuff in. So
good.
Again, it's just a handy, inexpensive way to do a service for your customers if you're a technician. Right.
Which again is, you know, in the, that's the name of the game, you know, you want to diagnose quicker so you can do the repair, you know, cause you're going to get screwed on something. So you might as well make the other stuff go fast.
Exactly. Right.
it's inevitable. But, yeah, you know, seeing the Easy Red stuff on the tool trucks, actually, our the co-host we have on the show, Joe D, years ago, he says to me, you know what? He goes, you need one of these.
Ah, the memory savers.
So he actually bought two of them and gave me one of them. I always thanked him for that. Yeah, Chris, this is something you use.
Yeah, what is that?
When you want to change a battery in your car, okay?
Okay.
You're going to... You disconnect the battery, so your car goes dead. You lose memories of radio, GPS, seat stuff. So this plugs into the ALDL under the dash. Right. This plugs into a power supply, a power port. And what I did is I added another thing. I just added a power port with clips so you can go to another battery. And you can plug it into any kind of a service battery, lithium ion, a jump pack.
You need a 12-volt supply, right?
12, right. That's it. And it keeps that. It keeps the computer alive enough to keep those systems powered, and then you can change the battery.
Right. And you can't start the vehicle with that because it's not a starter battery, but you can, you know, and it's funny, Ray, 15 years ago, we had that right there is the MSBD28. Now, that is relatively inexpensive, $12.50, $13 on Amazon or off your tool truck. The MS4000 is something that we built. The housings come out of our injection molders, and we put in a rechargeable sealed lead acid battery and circuit boards and protection. And so that is a self-contained memory saver that goes as an OBD2 coming out of it. It used to have a cigarette lighter 12-volt plug coming out of it. And, you know, 15 years ago, I think we sold about 300 a year. Because what were you saving? You were saving, like, the radio presets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now with some, you know, like with the BMWs and the new and the foreign cars, I mean, you've got the whole thing's a computer. So
I know,
you know, it's very important to have one of these as a service, and it's just, again, it's another service item that people don't even realize. Like, if we didn't have them, somebody gets their car back after a battery change, you're spending hours, literally hours, reprogramming everything. Like, and Toyota has that sensor, like, anti-theft, so. Mm-hmm. can't even start the car if you don't save the preset. So it's a, you know, it's an important product.
Right. Yeah, like, I was going to say that. It was one of those things that there's some cars it's crucial you don't pull the battery it'll dump the computer, and next thing you know, everything has to be relearned.
You change a
bulb. That thing is invaluable.
Change a bulb on a BMW, you have to do a relearn. You know, it's ridiculous, and a Mercedes too. But I tell you, I have a Mazda 3, and I found that whenever I would disconnect the battery, you know, the radio is one thing that was pretty easy to get back. Is there's not that many good radio stations besides this one, but there's a few. But what I found out was when the GPS, the internal, it's got a hardwired GPS. When that would go down, just to get that thing configured back to the way I had it, I remember the first time I had to do it, I was like, oh my word, this is. I had to get the owner's manual out and look through page by page and how to set the, just to set the arrow facing north instead of wherever it wants to face. And, oh, wait, I said, you know what? That's it. I got to look into technology to keep that battery alive. The
system. Yeah, and it's so simple, right? It's just run 12 volts through your system and just fake the car out, you know?
Until you put the service battery in the car, hook up the Easy Red tool, and you're golden, and then you get out of the car and you disconnect the battery, like I did on my wife's car a couple of years ago, and then went back in and realized, oh, when I got out, I kicked the plug out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah.
Used to be, you know, there was other companies after us, they started a, they had a 9-volt battery that they'd hook up, you know, the ones that you licked as a kid to make sure.
So you did.
With a wired, with some 50 amp alligator clamps, but that 9 volts isn't enough. You open up your doors, and that's, you know, that drains that 9-volt battery right away. So you need 12 volt rechargeable CL lead acid, like, or another power source like a jump pack or a vehicle.
I'm glad you said that, because I actually own one of those 9-volt battery things, and it was like the best thing, but it never, ever worked. It never worked for me. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? It's just a battery. I plug it in. So I just stopped using it. And then one day I thought about it and said, it's 9 volts. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, the car runs on 12. So, yeah.
Right. Like, my friends have a Suburban, and you open the door, and there's like 7,500 dome lights that come on. And that's going to drain 9 volts in half a second.
And
you know?
Chimes and all sorts of stuff. Right.
Yeah.
I know. It's very
That's
true.
Hysterical. Talking about lights, I am amazed at the shoulder light, and it's so simple in design, but so revolutionary when you look at it, because we're used to, and at least I know I am, used to having that bulky headlight, and with a lot of forehead like me, boy, you can get a couple of good headlights up there. Got a lot of real estate to work with, but it's a pain. You can't wear a hat. It's tough to adjust them. You end up shining them into people's eyes. But I'm looking at this design. I am amazed, Luke. How did this come about?
Chris, this neck light, you know, it's crazy. Our you know, my father and I are here in New York, and we have our New Jersey office, and our business partner, Bob, and his son, Frank, they're you know, down in New Jersey, there's the sales and marketing and engineering and design guys, and we're up here, we're operations and customer service. And, you know, Bobby and Frank, those guys down there, their brains think like, I mean, mine doesn't think like that. Like, I can't pat my head and rub my stomach, some of those things.
Yeah, right.
But they see something and they can think about it and put it on paper and design it. And I remember going down to the office there was these, like, wireless headsets and all these little things attached to them. I'm like, what are you guys doing? They're like, we're working on this neck light thing. And I'm like, neck light? And I thought, well, that seems kind of gimmicky. And, you know, after years of, you know, they were actually kind of tasking themselves and the designers, you know, let's make a new headlight. Let's make something better than a headlight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to be hands-free. And this is what came out of it. And they're just so cool. Anybody who puts them on, they're just like, this is amazing. You can put it on your head here, put it around your neck. You don't even know it's there. It's very comfortable. Both sides can rotate up and down 90 degrees. And,
you know, I have one of those. I got one from my Matco guy. Of course, hey, Matco man, Brian, I hope he's listening today. He's a tool dealer down in Maryland. And, you know, I think I saw someone else do it. I can't take claim for the thought, but instead of putting it around my neck, I actually put it around. I was wearing a hat. I put it on the brim on the hat.
Yeah,
and that works just as well. And I tell you, boy, when you're in a tight situation or in under a car, wow, just puts that light right where you need it.
Yeah, just that hands-free part, and like with the headlight, you have to like turn your head to where you want it to go. Something about on your neck. You know, with you can adjust them up and down. You kind of move your shit so much more comfortable. You almost forget it's there.
Yeah.
And, you know, each side turns on and off. We have a rechargeable version, the NK15, and then the alkaline version, right. NK10.
Right.
So, you know, technicians are usually going NK15 rechargeable because they're using them all day. And like you said, I mean, I go up the street to Wheeler's Collision. Randy's always got it on his head.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, what are you doing, man? It's a neck light. He's like, it's whatever I want it to be.
Yeah.
You sold it to me.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just, I mean, we've done a lot of cool products. This takes the cake. It's just, it's been really amazing. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, great technology. Really, and I kind of like having the choice between the alkaline battery and the rechargeable because... Yeah, you could forget to recharge, or if you forget to do it one day and the next day using it, it dies. Now you're, you know, unless you have a spare,
right?
You're out of the game. Whereas the alkaline, you can just pop new batteries in it. So I kind of find useful both.
You can carry, you know, AA batteries with you all the time. You know, I got a lot of friends that, you know, hunting, fishing, hiking, boating. That's their new favorite. You know,
yeah,
because again, it's covert and it's comfortable. And, you know, you can put in your backpack a bunch of AA lights and, you know, you're good for the day, for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
And so it's not just for automotive technicians and diesel mechanics, you know, it's for everybody, you know?
Yeah. Just for the fact you can wear a hat with it and still work on the car.
Yeah.
Because as you know, it's snowing by you now, right? Didn't you say?
Chris, yes, it is.
And I know I'm working in the garage with no heat, so of course I'm going to wear a hat. And when you have the regular standard old style headlight, you can't wear a hat with it. There was a time I was taking the like a baseball cap and punching a hole in the brim and hanging the drop light from it.
Oh man! And it's one of so this is one of those items, and that's where Bobby and our design team. We got a great design team. They're so good. It's like, why didn't I think of that? That's what they do so well. You know?
Yes, yes, and that is exactly. That's one of those, you know, head scratching moments. You're like, holy smokes, what a great idea! And when I first saw it, it like blew me away. I was like, that's it, right there. That's perfect. That's perfect.
You know, I was going to say, I've thought about this, and it's a long way from the days where we used the metal cage drop light that we all have with the incandescent bulb.
Have a burn. The halogen bulbs, they get hot.
Oh, those things will, you know, burn. It'll the Morikide seats in the GMs. I mean, I have burns in the seats from years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you touch it with your arm, and you instantly have a burn. Right. Yeah, they were kind of dangerous. But when the LEDs first came out, I didn't like them. The early versions were because they're not like the incandescent puts out a wash of light, and the LED is very directional. So unless it's pointing right at what you want, and they were smaller in the beginning, but now only in a few years' time they've advanced to the point of floodlight and
you can cut and design that LED, that specific LED for angles now, and yeah, the revolution of lighting has been pretty cool, and we've fortunately been there from the beginning. In the early 2000s, we designed one of the first, it was actually the first, UView and Easy Red designed the first cordless rechargeable LED work light in the market. Ours was the XL3000. It was the extreme light and it had 30 LEDs and it lasted, you know, it lasted a long time, but I think it was 100 lumens, which we were like, wow, that's really bright. And now 100 lumens, that's nothing, you know. Our new one is 550 lumens.
There's 800. Wow. Well, the bigger platforms, 800, 1,000, whatever. But yeah, I think the neck light that I bought was I think it's a 300. But now it's dimmable now.
Yeah, which is great. You've got 150 on each side, right? So you can turn one side off because you know you don't need to be really really bright all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know, have both on or one on at a time, and you, like you said, it's dimmable, so you can save your charge time and your on time. You know, and you dim it to where you have that perfect light and angle, and then you just do your work. If you need it brighter, you push the button down and it gets brighter.
I did miss an opportunity. I was out a couple months ago. We had some snow. I was out there with my daughter snowblowing, clearing a driveway that got plowed in on us. And, you know, I'm using a big snowblower, and I put the light on around my neck so mm-hmm. I could see. And I told my, you know, our buddy, the Matco man, and he says, oh, you got to send me a picture of that. You know, I'd love to post that. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Damn, I was working on clearing that damn mountain of snow. I wasn't thinking about a photo op. Sorry. Right. So I never did get a picture of that. But, yeah, but it was great for outside work. You know, now I find, too, you do bench work. I do a lot of bench work. And it's good for that because it just puts that beam, you know, Chris, if you're going to work on something small, right yep. where you need it. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. It's true. It's true. And I always think that I'm not losing. I'm losing too much light. I'm not. I can't see. I'm always changing the bulbs in the garage, and I don't. I realize it's not the light. It's my eyes. I can't see anymore. Right. I need it as bright as possible, Luke. I don't need a dimmer. It's got to be on full bore, 100 candle power all the time. Melt my shoulder blades. I don't care what. That's what it has to be when I'm working on something.
Nice. Damn your eyes. Too late.
Yeah, and the tricky part about, you know, that our design team is so great at, but it's finding that balance of brightness to run time, to power. Like, right. you know, if you get it too bright, your batteries won't last that long. So you got about an hour's worth of runtime.
Right.
So you've got to find that good balance, you know. You don't want gigantic batteries, you know. You want to have it small and compact. And,
sure.
And that's where, you know, that's kind of where, like, you know, we were talking about Lyle earlier, and you know, we are similar. We have some similar items, you know, that, you know, I think like there's half a dozen items, a hood prop and maybe the memory saver and some things that we have our own designs on. But where we're really similar at is, you know, there's so many companies, especially in the tool market, they go to Asia and they find an item that's already made. They change the marketing, put their name on it, throw a different color on it and call it innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not. And that's where Easy Red and Lyle, that's where we're different, where we've got designers and engineers, and everything we come up with is ours. It's our design, and it's done for a specific reason. You know, I mean, Lyle's got that whole gamut of specialty stuff where they, you know, but we focus on lighting, hand tools. We're doing a lot with organization and battery stuff. And that's, we're just like the leaders in innovation for that. And that's what I'm mostly proud of is, you know, people use innovation like, oh, we're very innovative. That's just a word that's thrown around really loosely. Like, we see products over in China, and then months later, we'll see a bunch of people have their name on it, and they say it's their product, and it's really not.
Yeah.
You know, I'm proud to say we've got patents and designers, and, you know, there's a story behind every one of them, like how it came about, you know. We have the Easy Trays, and there it's a magnetic organizer, and they're pretty neat. My neighbor, buddy of high school of mine, has a body shop, and he had cupcake trays all over his shop. I said, Randy, what the heck you got cupcake trays for? And he says, well, I'm organizing these parts here and there, and, you know, that's what I use. So we came up with, from that idea, we, with the design team, came up with the Easy Trays, which is a magnetic collapsible little tray that you can organize stuff with and use it in the shop, and it's just neat. So there's a story behind almost every one of our products.
Yeah,
so
cool. I'm glad you used that word innovative, because just last night we were at a family event, and I, you know, it's an extended family thing, so there's people that you don't see all the time, maybe a couple times a year, and one of the guys has a son. They both work on a lot of cars. They're big Volkswagen guys, and I got to catch up with the son. And as we're catching up, we were talking about this, that, and the other thing, and we ended up talking about bogus products, things that are being copied and bootlegged, and, you know, from major manufacturers. And I said to him, because he's a younger guy, so he wouldn't remember, I said, listen, I remember when I was a kid growing up, and Japan was the bad guy, you know, it was post-World War II generation. I said, I remember hearing this way back then, that, you know, now you just... It just folded up to China and a lot of other countries. Like, America has always been the innovators, and those countries have been the imitators. And I said, it's still true. They can copy anything. I said, you see, and he saw this. You see those guys at the trade shows with the cameras. I said, a couple guys that I know of that I've talked with on plane and traffic followed these guys out the door a couple times and like, hey, let me see that camera. You know, it's like, because they'll just copy their stuff.
Yeah, it's almost like a full-time job trying to keep your – I mean, you know, patents are great, and we have a lot of them, but it's so tough to keep up with it. And, you know, it's you know, with the internet now, and everybody can grab products from anywhere and look at pictures, and you know, it is tough, but you know, so you have to be innovative to stay alive, and you have to keep changing right. with the markets to stay alive, and you know, it's a little crazy, but yeah. You know, it's for me, I'm, you know, it's just wonderful. I love my job. I like tools, and you know, I work with some great people. We've got you know, here in Deposit in our shop, we've got longevity. I mean, Mike's been here since he was a kid. He's been here for 30 plus years, and you know, we've got a lot of people that just love working here. And our office down in New Jersey, it's the same thing. It's just you know, we have a lot of fun with what we're doing. I mean, right. we get to design tools and sell them, right? It's a good time. You know, it's got its hardships like any business, but sure. you know, it's great to love what you do.
Right, absolutely. You know, we're going to, I tell you what else we love doing. We're going to take, we love to take breaks and pay some sure. bills. So we're going to do that, and we'll be back. I think we're going to be talking with Matt Goldman Brian when we come back.
Awesome.
But Chris, mm-hmm. as is
yes,
our,
sir.
As is our tradition, do we have an honor group of the hour?
We do, Ray. We every week we always bestow this fine, upstanding program with the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour, and this week is no slouch. This week's Honor Group of the Hour: high school auto shop teachers. That's right, those bold individuals that endured countless dopey car questions from budding gearheads and non-gearheads alike. Those individuals that rained down fire and brimstone when some of the tools on the pegboard were missing. And of course, those individuals that had to constantly calm the students down while explaining suck, squish, bang, and blow. That's right. Well, if you remember your high school auto shop teacher, or if you were a high school auto shop teacher, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. And there you go.
Nice, nice. All right. Well, with that, we'll take our break. And I think it's time maybe we'll do a little dance. I think Ooh. That's Luke will know it. He'll understand the dance as soon as we get going here.
All right.
We'll be back with more Motormouth Radio in a few minutes. Keep it where you got it with Ray, Chris, and Luke, and we will be back on 90.3 WHPC.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Lynbrook and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop you want to have your car fixed. CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. And yes, se habla español. More information is available by calling 516-593-0920 or visiting online at celebritychasecollision.com.
Got a car question? Give the Motormouths a call at 516-572-7440.
There we go. Yes, you have to excuse me. I need five hands now to do this because there's mutes over there, unmutes over there. I got to bring you up over here.
we weren't muted over the break, so just to let you know.
That's a good thing you're all professionals.
Yes, exactly. We were just talking about you. That was it.
Yeah, I got to bring the Adobe down.
Yeah. Just that uphill technological battle that we're going through every week. No big deal. Yeah. The joys of live radio.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, Ray, you're still with us. Good.
Yeah.
Your hands never left your arms. You were very impressive.
I tell you, it's amazing, right?
Now what are you doing? Are you still trying to repair the board? Watching the buttons fly off it while you were snapping away.
You know, that's been happening ever since, I remember that happened to you a while ago.
Yes, it did. Yeah. That was an old board. Now it's happening to the new board, which is about 10 years old.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we're back.
So this is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show, while Ray is busy messing around. Do you want me to take the phone?
Actually, we should have a call coming in on the studio line. We'll see which number Brian calls, and we will.
Okay, I think I got Brian on my line.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I think I have him on the basement line.
I think
you want
so.
To try?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the fun, and let's say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths and Luke Tucker from Easy Red Tools, our national sales manager there. Hello.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Hey, Brian.
What's up, Brian?
How do we sound?
How you doing, Luke?
Good, buddy. How are you, man?
You sound a little echoey, but you look sexy.
Ah, that is you remember me.
Hey, Brian, why don't you call us on the studio line? You want to try that? Maybe you'll sound a little bit better. We won't get so echoey.
I'm fine the way we are, as long as I sound okay.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
You sound fine.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, no, everything's great. No, I just want to say that I, with Macco Tools, and we sell your product and good stuff. Actually, next week I start a promo with one of your all's light. It's the MFL 1500A. It's the one that looks like a camera.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's got that infinity focusing.
That thing is awesome. It was kind of funny the first time when I got some and walked into a shop. It was a Ford dealership. I was talking about how great the light is, and everybody's looking. And of course, I said you can use it for a under the hood light because of the magnet. And I went over to a F-150, and of course, we all know they're aluminum. So you need to work on that aluminum magnet.
Yeah, we'll get the engineers right on that, Brian.
I told them eventually there will be an update and there will be an aluminum magnet soon. So, keep them on their edge.
Right out.
Between that and the collapsible cups, magnetic cups are good sellers.
Yeah, yours are beautiful. That Macco look and that logo in there, they're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great, and hopefully we'll all get back to normal, and I'll see you at the trade show coming up, and we got a little less than 2 months down in Florida for the show.
I think
and,
that's the first one.
Hopefully we can have a beer.
That'd be great, Brian. That'd be awesome. These guys, feel free to give Brian my contact info and reach out, man. I'd love to see you. I think we're going down to Orlando. Is that the plan? I forget.
Yep, I hope it is. That's the plan. And like I said, it's been moved around a little bit, and
yes,
we got like 2 months, and hopefully we can get back, meeting everybody and discussing and getting the ideas, like I said, are really great. And we've all missed that for the last year. So hopefully we get back on track.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. My wife's looking forward to me getting back to trade shows too, getting me out of the house for a little bit.
Luke, how much of the new product ideas comes from the tool guys, like Brian?
Definitely a handful of them. Like I said, Lyle has that big program with the inventive program, and we're not as diverse as them. So if there's something like, I got something for the new Ford F-150 aluminum,
magnetic light.
we're going to stick to what we're good at, and that's lighting, organization, specialty hand tools, and battery stuff. Outside of that realm, we kind of stay focused, because we like to. But anybody that has an improvement or an idea, we have a royalty program. So we do have some people that come to us with the ideas, and everybody's an inventor, but some of them actually are really good.
And I tell you something, Brian, you told us one of the best stories about why the light trade is just booming. Brian, you remember, Brian, I just told this to the guy at the shop the other day about I was working on a Cadillac, and I said, hey, I said, this is what Macro Man Brian told me, why they sell so many lights. Brian, do you remember what that event was that you saw at night?
saw at night. No, I'm sorry.
It was when you said you were driving home. You saw guys, mechanics will typically leave the magnetic light under the car on, and then the customer drives it home with this light on.
I don't know. Ever since I left your shop, there's been a big clunking noise underneath my car. I don't
and
think
it that's... glows. My car has a glow to it.
Yeah. That is true. I have seen quite a few, and I know next week I'll be selling more lights. That is true, Ray. I forgot all about
right.
that.
That's,
we keep getting requests from these, you know, big rough and tough technician guys. They're like, well, we really want the lights in a neon blue. And I'm like, a neon blue? What do you... You know, are you color accessorizing? What are you doing? And it's so when the tech puts it under there, there's the neon blue light. It doesn't blend in, so they don't forget it.
And I'll give you an example, just what I was doing on this car the other day. I was working on the shocks and then the brake hose. So what I had to do is I had to stick the light way up, like in that hump of where the trunk floor is over the rear end, way high, and then angled it. And that's you step away from the car, you don't see it. Especially if it's shut off, you will not see that light up there. You have to remember it's there. You know, it's like leaving the ratchet above, you know, on a suspension member. It's like, oh boy, gone.
Yeah, or that 10-millimeter socket on the battery tray. Yeah,
well, Brian has Brian's got bags of those, right?
Yeah.
That's good. But no,
how's business been for you, Brian? You got everybody wanting to come back on the truck?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I mean, you know, like I said, it's a little slow just because of the sheer volume of people not being out, but we're plugging along, and you know, at the end of the week, the numbers all come out right, and just keep moving forward, and hopefully we'll get it all over. I know that everybody's having an issue, you know, with supply and demand and shipping stuff out and getting things moving, which is kind of difficult, and a lot of people don't understand just the process of getting everything out and moving.
Yes, and shipping has been a challenge across the board. No one's really immune to it.
Right.
We actually just added a few internal processes to help with inventory control. But I mean, you go next door to the hardware store, and he can't get things either. So it's kind of across the board in every market, you know.
Yeah.
With COVID, the people, you know, everybody unloading containers, if one person gets the coronavirus, everybody has to quarantine, and that sets, they've got containers sitting out in the ocean anchored up for weeks just waiting to come in. So it's working. Everybody's working together, and we'll get back to it, but you know, it's back ordering is not fun.
I know nobody wants to. So
and like I said, some guys, I'll go on.
No, go on, Brian. I was going to ask, mention something, Luke, but finish your thought.
Oh, yeah, no, but like you said, it's just the back order part. And some guys, you know, say, oh, well, this guy, I can get it from this guy. And, you know, he goes over there, and the guy ends up telling the same thing. It's just going to be whatever it is till we get it. And, you know, then they come back and say, hey, did you sell that thing? And I was like, hey, man, first come, first go. You know, it's.
Yeah.
You know, Brian, when it comes in, I'm here to feed my family.
That's it.
Brian,
that's
I know that, you know, or the whole Mac line is, the Matco line is fantastic. The tools are great. But what, do you have any idea what percentage of your sales is comprised by lights? Because I got a feeling, from what I've seen, guys, I mean, like Mike in the shop, we call him Mikey Lights. He just loves buying lights. He's got to have about a dozen or a dozen and a half LED lights. You know, what's
I've never looked on mine, but it's a huge, huge part. And like I said, you know, we had a pre-order mic for expo order, and I ordered two cases of the lights that I got that came in, and that's next week's promo. I fill my shopping cart up, and I walk through the dealerships tomorrow with it. And, you know, I want to sell them all.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes with those lights. And they're, like I said, it's when I move over, I'm waiting for some more of those collapsible cups. You need to make a next size up on that. The round ones are great, but I think But I think you need to go with a double, like two sizes of the round ones, you know, that size, a little bigger.
We should talk about that, Brian, you know, off radio, like that, you know, suggestions like that would be huge help. And I would love to be able to coordinate with you where I could, you know, you're fairly close. You're right in the same state and we could bounce off some stuff and, you know, maybe you try something out, help us out, and we'll help you out kind of a thing. That'd be pretty cool.
Ray's got my number, and hopefully, excellent. Like I said, I'll get yours, and we can talk, because, like I said, this is what I get back from guys. You know, they want the, you know, a little bigger, and the collapsible part of it's really nice, because, A, it stores real good in the toolbox, because you can close it down. Or if you don't need it that deep, you can, you know, still keep stuff in it. So, but just go up with the next size. But, you know, again, I'm waiting for those to come in, and, you know, that'll be the next week thing. And those type of stuff, I don't want to make it sound bad. It's an easy sell because everybody loves lights.
lights and knives.
Lights and knives.
People collect them. They love them. You can't have enough of them. Nobody says, oh, no, I've got one knife. I don't want another one, right?
Exactly. That's for sure.
That is very true.
All right, well, I'll put you two guys together later this afternoon. I'll copy on an email so you guys will have each other's info and you can discuss this stuff. Great. Brian,
That will be awesome.
Yeah.
It was great talking to you guys. Luke, you too, hopefully Brian. I can meet up with you in Orlando. And, you know, like I said, keep up the good work. We love it.
Appreciate it, man.
And you too, Brian.
Good luck to you, bud.
All right. Thank you. And I'll talk to you guys a little later on. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, bud.
516-572-7440 is the phone number. Or you can call us on the basement line, 516-256-9510 to talk to Luke Tucker, the National Sales Manager of Easy Red Tools. Right. Yeah.
And you can find Brian online and look for Hey Matco Man. He's on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. As are we, where you can look for Motor Mouth Radio on the web, on Twitter and on Facebook. And on Instagram, it's Joe's Favorite, which is real_ Motor Mouth Radio. And that's where we post pictures of the things we get involved with during the week that we can come here and talk about. So,
And I like saying _ because I clear out the phlegm. It's nice. It's a good
thing. Easy Red's got some social handles. We're Instagram and Facebook, and it's at Easy Red Tools, and it's E and Z, like easy, and then red like the color tools. So Easy Red Tools.
I got to tell you something about that. I made a post to announce you coming on, and on Twitter, I put in at Easy Red, and you know it came up in blue, but I said, you know what, let me check this. And when I went and checked that link, it was a woman who was...
Oh, boy. Redhead. Uh-oh.
Yeah, redhead. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not Easy Red Tools, so... Yes.
Awkward.
there's been times in the past where our website got closed down, you know, some security stuff because Easy Red has, you know, I mean, Easy Red, it's got a couple different meanings, right?
I didn't go further than that because I was just trying to get the content out. I'll go back to that at a later date.
So,
it's kind of like Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, a friend of mine one time at work did that. He ended up typing in just the one word. He didn't type in sporting goods. Right. And his last name, it was, nice working with you all.
Yeah. See you later.
Yeah, as he was getting escorted out of the building. Oh,
but I did find you on Instagram easy enough, so that was
excellent. Thank you.
Good. I like that platform better. So, yeah.
That's funny. Ray, you didn't hear the music when you know, you didn't hear that, right?
No.
Didn't
happen. So, Luke, you know, you touched on it before, but we didn't get to expand. You guys have you're the exclusive licensees for Cat Lights, catlights.com, which is cat as in, you know, trucks, cat.
Right.
That's a great deal. I mean, that's...
Yeah, we were fortunate to get that, and we've had it for over 8 years, and, you know, it's been excellent with our innovation and our lighting team. Combined with that name, it's just a perfect storm, you know. We've gotten into Home Depots in Lowe's and just some of the Costco's and bigger box stores and really got our name out into the bigger retail market. Mm-hmm. You know, that's been a blessing. It's been wonderful. So we're pretty proud about that as well. And that's catlights.com.
Right.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's probably an ordeal to try and get your name into the big box stores. How, I mean, was that the catalyst that did it, or were there other ways that you were able to do it?
Well, you know, Chris, that name is just it's a stopper. You know, it stops people in their tracks.
Sure is.
It's one of the top brands in the world.
Mm-hmm. And when you
that was a door opener.
I know
se.
When you see, like, when I see the yellow and black, the colors also didn't, like Harley Davidson, you see the orange and black. Cat is it yellow and black. You think of that brand immediately.
The Pantone color is called Cat Yellow.
Okay, so yeah.
Really?
That's like, their color, it's right? Like, it's kind of like Channel Lock Blue.
Or like John Deere Green.
I know that. John Deere Green.
Right,
sure.
Yeah, totally recognizable, which is fantastic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So where's what's in the future for Easy Red? What do you guys, can you talk about anything you're developing, or do you have any?
Yeah, I mean, we're always developing. Like I said, we've got the big, you know, inside design team, and that's just recently expanded, and there's always something on the board. I mean, like I said, we're always going to be coming out with a new organizer, a new light, you know, working on new hand tools. I mean, that's all a big process. And to say when and what is, you know, it's a little premature for me to do that. But, you know, we're always going to be doing so, you know, keep an eye on it, because I'm really excited about some of the new future products. I mean, that design team is, I mean, those guys think so. I mean, you know, it's amazing to watch them work. It's truly, truly awesome.
How big is that team? How many guys, are you liberty to say how many guys you have actually, or guys and girls working?
You know, I think down in New Jersey, there's a half dozen or so.
Okay.
And, you know, we've got another one up here, you know, and, you know, always growing too. I mean, we're looking to hire more.
What type of a background would somebody have to come in to do that job? Like, what would their typical resume be?
You know, they need to work with the software. They need to, you know, sit and meet with us. You know, it's really nice to have, you know, mechanical designing experience, some knowledge of tools and equipment and things like that. And, you know, just really a big part of it. And I've sat in a couple of these meetings from a sales point of view is like brainstorming. You know, you got to come up with ideas and put them on paper, and there's not a bad one, and just kind of bring it all together. And
Tell you what, that flashing light means we have a brainstorm on the phone. We have a caller, so we're going to say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello, Professor Ray. Hello, Chris. This is Howie.
It's the big man! What's up, baby Ruth? How are you?
I'm doing all right. I was just listening to you on the radio station and just wanted to order a catalog so I could get more tools.
All right, Howie, you came to the right place, man.
You know, you can't never have enough tools.
No, sir.
That's you know? For sure. Yeah. Well, that's what we're here for. This has become the networking radio show, and we wouldn't want it any other way.
Right.
Sure thing.
Well, yeah, we gotta go back to the basics and keep going forward and be positive. You know, that's what we gotta do.
You're right.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Howie, what type of work lights do you use when you work on your fleet?
On my fleet, oh boy, with three E's and two T's.
Yes, exactly.
I have lights that I mostly it's mobile lights that I use. Sometimes battery operated, sometimes rechargeable that I use.
Okay,
on my fleet,
LED lights, I guess, right? LED.
LED, yes. Okay. I use LED, yes.
So you've advanced, okay? You know, we still have those drop lights in the garage. We still always have those incandescents, but yeah, it's nice to see. Yeah.
I have those also. You know, right, I use right.
Good.
You know, sometimes I light up my block, man, with all the lights I got. You know. But no, all kidding aside, I was working about, a little less than a month ago on my daughter's car, an 04 Toyota Corolla S. And, you know, I'm doing starter, I'm doing radiator, I'm tuning it up, I'm doing oil, I'm doing front brakes. And, you know, when I'm putting in the radiator, it's snowing out. And luckily I had a Russian hat. I was outside.
Nice.
I finished the job.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Howie, you're a man amongst men. I'm always shocked and amazed every time I hear you.
Oh man, come on! The neighbors are going to call the police on me, man. I'm working in this snowstorm. What's going on?
Well, that's if you were only wearing the hat and nothing else. Yeah, the neighbors will call the police like they've done before.
I think Chris is going to call after the show.
I think he was. Like I tell my patients, when they're wearing the gown, don't go around the block twice. The police may still get you. Right.
Exactly. Yes, you tell them to turn the gown around. I'm sure.
But we're starting to, we're starting with 21. I'm still back in 1999. But hey, we're doing 2021, and we're going to go forward. Are you guys going to the President's Council meeting?
No.
Oh boy.
They don't invite us anymore. They throw us out.
Yeah.
No, you're always invited, man. Just tell them you know me.
Ah.
Oh, tell me know the big man.
Right. I know Bill Carberry. You know him too.
Of course.
dear. It's happening next week. I think it's happening in the 14th. I think it's going on.
Today's the 14th, Howie.
And today's the 14th, and I missed it all.
Yeah. All right, Howie. Well, thanks for the call, and give us we'll catch up with you on that later on the update. So,
hey, be well, man.
Thanks, Howie.
All right. Thanks, Howie. It's always a pressure.
All right, that was the big man checking in. Nice, nice. All right, so we are coming to the end of the show. We only have a few minutes left.
Right. Maybe we could pick this show up off the ground.
Where do you go from there? I don't know.
I don't know.
Luke, we'll throw it to you. Any closing thoughts? Anything that you want to mention? I mean, you gave us the contact information. That's great. EasyRedOfCourse.com. People check that site.
Luke, I got to ask you, is there a fourth generation of Tucker that is going to be taking over the reins anytime soon?
I don't know. I mean, one thing that was cool is my father and grandfather never really pressured me or let me know about opportunities. And then, went to college. I actually went a different route and then came back. So, I've got three children, Mason, Rylan, and Aubrey. Obviously that opportunity will be there for them. Like I said earlier, we've got partners, Bobby and his son Frank are partners with my father and I. So, we've got a great team. And, who knows what the future will bring, but I know that we're going to keep going up and, getting bigger and getting stronger. So I'm excited.
Excellent.
But no, I just want to encourage people, if you're not familiar with EasyRed, check us out. Go to the website, EasyRed.com, the Facebook, the Instagram, check it out, see what we've got, order something, ask us questions. I think you'll be really happy.
Excellent, yes. Mm-hmm. And we'll keep you in rotation. Like I say, I may reach out to you, out of the blue one day and say, hey, what are you doing? You want to come back on the show? But if you come up with something, if there's a new product breaking or news that you have that you want to break onto the airwaves, feel free to reach out to us and we'll schedule you in. We'll, we can fast track guests if we have to.
Cool. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, Ray. It was fun. Today was a good time. I enjoyed it.
Not everybody says that, but.
Well, I could be lying. I'm not going to tell you that.
But you're smiling, so that's a good thing because
it's funny when our guests say that in the beginning of the show, and we're like, no, wait till you get through the hour.
Wait till Howie comes on.
Right. All right. So with that, we're going to wrap. And we're going to go. Chris, closing thoughts. What do we always say?
Don't follow us home and make sure you're wearing your Easy Red shoulder headlight.
Right. So for Chris.
Necklight. Come on, Chris.
Necklight. Yeah. So for Chris Switzer, Ray Guarino signing off. Luke Tucker from Easy Red, thank you very much for being with us. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
See ya.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CARSTAR Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Lynbrook and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop you want to have your car fixed at. CARSTAR Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. And yes, se habla español. More information is available by calling 516-593-0920 or visiting online at celebritychasecollision.com.